Ms. Grace Ambayusuf. Abuna Bishoy is coming to us from St. Mark's Church in Houston, Texas. Okay, so we are happy that he's here with us, and we pray that we hear the Holy Spirit speaking on his mouth.
Thank you, Abuna. Thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, we heard the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ healed a man. He was sick for 38 years, could not move, could not do anything. Nobody could help him or put him in the lake where the angel comes once a while to move the water, and the first one get into the water will be healed. But nobody helped him or tried to help him. And the Lord himself came to help him. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to help him. So the issue is, or the matter is, the love and the care of our Lord to each one of us, to everyone, that loves and cares about everyone, the strong and the weak, the healthy and the sick, the wealthy and the poor, the righteous and the sinner. God loves everyone and cares about everyone. And during the Lent, we heard so many wonderful, blessed stories from the Lord himself teaching us that we should be always happy and feel that our Heavenly Father is taking care of us. Truly may God delay the answering your prayer. Truly may God delay his coming, but he will come for sure. This man was sick for 38 years. Then he came later on the Lord, and he healed him. And after he got healed, he forgot all the pain what he get through or who been through. So God is close to you and is near to you. God loves, God cares, God wanna help you and encourage you. And wanna tell you some stories from the Holy Bible regarding that, to encourage you and to strengthen your faith, and to have always hope that God loves you and cares about you and is very close to you, and he feels and he knows what is in your heart. 2-3 weeks last week, we heard the story of the Samaritan woman who really got married to 5 men. None of them could make her happy. Then she left the 5 husbands and she left with somebody, the 6th man, trying to be happy. But she could not be happy. And the Lord came and comforted her and told her the only way to be happy, to be satisfied, just to come to me, come to the Lord and accept him. We'll give you the living water. And a week before, we heard the story of the lost son. He left his home. He used to live in his dad's home, eating, drinking, under love, under protection, under encouragement. But he got tempted. He got deceived by his desires, and he left home. But his father, when he came to him once again, he accepted him, and he did not reject him. God will never reject anybody. God will never reject anybody. If you feel that you are a terrible sinner, you are far from God, God will accept you, and he wants you to be with him always, to come to him. And if we see the story, so wonderful stories in the gospel, also in the church. One day, a sinful woman, she was living in a sin, and she heard that the Lord in the house of a Pharisee, Simon the Pharisee, and she was so down, she was sad. want somebody to help her, to comfort her, to encourage her, because she felt that she is lonely, left alone. And when she heard that the Lord in the Simon's, the Pharisee house, and he invited him, she went over there to meet the Lord. And should not care about the people, what they say about her. Everybody rejected her in the house. Everybody gave her a bad look. But she did not care, because she wanted the Lord. She wanted to be saved. And the moment she entered the house, the Lord, before she entered the house, he knew that she is coming to meet him. And the Lord accepted her and forgave her sin and protected her. And she became a saint. One day also, a woman was possessed by 7 demons, Mary Magdalene. And the Lord casted out the 7 demons from her. And she became a wonderful saint. She was the only one who went, and the first one to preach the resurrection of the Lord to all the disciples. She was a terrible sinner. She was a terrible sinner, possessed by demons. And at that time, in the Old Testament, was possessed by demons, they cast him by stones and they killed him. But the Lord accepted her and saved her and cast out the demons from her and became a wonderful saint. God is totally different than us. God, he loves and offers love and care without exception. We may feel sometimes that we are a sinner. God is far from us. But you are wrong. When the sin gets too much, when the sins become too much, and you feel that you are a sinner, God is very close to you, very near to you, trying to help you, to wash you, to cleanse you, to give you a wonderful life. There is a story in the Synxerium about Baisa. Baisa was a girl, grew up in a wealthy family, luxury family, has so much money, and she used to help the needy and offer money and help whom in bad need and help. Then her maid told her, "Why are you doing all that? Maybe the time will come, you need money and nobody's going to help you. You're a fool. Don't fool yourself. Don't do that." But she kept doing that, helping the others, because the love of God was in her heart. And later on, she lost all the money. And every friend used to be around her, left her. Then the devil started deceiving her. "Did I see all what you did before was useless? You've been helping the people a lot, caring about them a lot, but everything, nobody's helping you. All what you did is useless." And the devil deceived her. Then her house, her palace, she made it a den of adultery, of sin. The Holy One, the Holy Girl, who used to love and have a pure life, became a sinner. Well known and town. But God loves. God will never forget her love to her, to him. And God will never forget her. Everybody left her. When she had the money, had the wealth, everybody around her, friend to her. When she lost all of that, everybody left her. The human being does that. All the human being does that. Some of them. Then God did not leave her alone. He wanted to save her. He sent her John Kama to save her. He left the monastery, searched about her until he found her. And the moment he entered her house, she was crying. said, no, don't cry. God will forgive you, will wash you, will cleanse you. Come with me. She left everything and went with him. And when she went, they're walking in the desert. And he told her, just sleep in that side and we'll sleep there. If you need anything, let me know. Right in the middle of the night, when he woke up for prayer, he saw a column of light from earth to heaven. He went to see that it was Ba'isa, the soul of Ba'isa. And he cried. He was telling the Lord, why you did that? I brought her to repent for repentance. And why you took her soul? God answered him, do you think you love her more than I love her? She is my daughter. And the moment she cried and repented, I accepted her repentance. She is with me. God is God of mercy, God of love, God of compassion. He is the only one can make you happy. He is the only one can protect you. He is the only one can save you. He is the only one can accept you the way you are. But offer your love and your heart to him. Love him from your heart, all what you need. He does not need your money. He does not need anything from you except your heart and your love. The more you love him, the more he's going to love you more and more. There's a wonderful story. Saul, who became Saint Paul, the most among the apostles, the most wonderful apostle, he used to discriminate the Christians, kill them, torture them, destroy the kingdom of God. But God looked to his heart. He found he's a good man. All what he did not mean to do that. He loved God, but it was in the wrong way. And God appeared to him especially and changed his name to Paul, Saint Paul, the most wonderful apostle among all the apostles. Moses the Black. All of us know his story. If God did not care about him or love him, would not change him, would not convert him to be one of the wonderful, wonderful saints. The moment he repented, God accepted his repentance and became a holy saint. The devils are scared from him. Devils are scared from him. Why? Because he has a power from God. When God came, saved him, changed him, gave him the Holy Spirit, gave him power, he became a holy saint. And all of us, in our sin, we feel so bad, so down, we feel lonely, we feel sad. But God will never leave us alone, even in our diseases. As I said in the beginning, he may delay his coming, but he will come for sure. Remember the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth when they got married and asked the Lord for a son. And they asked God and they forgot what they asked God. After so many years later on, we don't know, maybe after 60 years, 70 years, we don't know. But it was so many years. The angel appeared to Zechariah, the priest, told him, your prayer is answered, is heard. Oh, I forgot my prayer. It was long time ago. I asked the Lord, long time ago, I forgot about it. But God did not forget about it. You may forget what you ask the Lord for, but he will never forget that. He will keep it for the right time to fulfill it and to answer your prayer. Just have a patience. Don't be frustrated. Do not be frustrated. Do not rush the matters. When God gives, truly he gives more than what we deserve or what we ask for. Have a patience, and God is close to you, near to you. Whatever you ask, if it's in the right, he will give it to you in the right time. There is so many other wonderful stories to tell us the love and the care of God to all of us And I'm sure you know all of them, or some of them. We ask the Lord to bless us, to give us the hope always, and the faith, the strong faith, that we never deny Him or never complain, but accept His wisdom. Because His wisdom sometimes to us, we may feel it's not the way we want, but God has a wisdom. Has a wisdom and also has a mercy and the compassion and love. May the Lord bless all of us in this blessed morning and give us the hope always and the strong faith to stay with Him, whatever the situation, whatever the matter, but we stay with Him because He is the only way for the happiness and the truth and the protection. May God bless all of us and the glory to the Holy Trinity now and forever. Amen.